This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's community access radio station Plains FM 96.9 and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
Welcome to Dr. Carl Bamlett, the Modern Caveman, a show that helps you to reshape your modern life using wisdom from the past.
Welcome to the Modern Caveman this week, where we are once again joined by a fellow chiropractor of mine, a good friend of mine, Jim Miller. Jim, how are we doing?
Oh, fantastic. Thanks for inviting me on the show today.
Hey, it's a great pleasure to have you on. We look forward to hearing a little bit about you and kind of what you do and how it relates to what I do and how close and how all those little finesses are within chiropractic that my listeners have gotten to know a little bit about.
Well, hopefully, you know, they can see how, you know, like cavemen, we can run in packs, we can work together, and we can also have our own slice of how we can benefit others.
Absolutely, Jim. Wonderful. I'll take a little break. So, Jim, in preparation for today's show, I looked up a bit of statistics around different types of chiropractic and different numbers on what percentages are used. And so there's some real interesting things. There's over 200 different types of chiropractic techniques.
Wow.
You probably knew that already, but I think that every time I hear that, I think it's quite funny. And I know our listeners probably didn't know that. Because usually when they come in, I'm sure you get the same thing. Like, if they went to a different chiropractor and they were completely different.
Yeah, we get it all the time because, you know, one of my points of difference is, you know, yes, I can do the traditional chiropractic where, you know, they can, you know, get that, you know, bit of a pop, which everybody needs to relax because that's just a release of gas. And the funny thing is, like most gas releases in the body, it's all pretty safe and pretty normal.
Yep. Well, depending on the aroma that goes with that sometimes.
That's right.
So of the different techniques, we have a bit of statistics of the most commonly used things we have. So the most common technique used amongst chiropractors, you want to take a guess on that one?
I'm just thinking it's the good old-fashioned traditional, you know, what we would call a cavitation.
And yep. Diversified technique.
Diversified
exactly.
Technique. Yep.
That's number one. That's 95.9% of chiropractors use some form of that.
Wow. Yeah.
The second most common is extremity adjusting or arms and legs adjusting, which is 95.5% of chiropractors. Activator methods, which for our listeners that don't know, it's the little device that goes click, click, click with a manually used by your hand. That's 62.8%. Gonstead technique, which if you go to a Gonstead chiropractor, you know what that is. Otherwise, you have no idea. That's 58.5%. We have Cox flexion distraction, which is 58%. Thompson technique, 55.9%. Sacral occipital technique, or SOT, 41.3%. Applied kinesiology, 43.2%. NEMO receptor tonus is 40%. That's a bit high for that one, I would think.
I thought that was real high, yeah.
Yeah, that's real high. Cranial technique, 37.3%. Manipulative adjustive instruments of other types, 34%.
That's kind of more me, eh?
That's more you. Mm. Palmar upper cervical, or HIO, is 28.8%. Logan Basic, which is taught at Logan College, 28.7%.
Which is another me.
Another gym. We got a few gyms here. Merrick technique, 19.9%.
I'm pretty keen on the Merrick technique, and maybe we get a chance to talk about that a little bit later.
That'd be very good. And Pierce Stillwagon, 17.1%. Of those other, you know, 180 or so that are left, you get less than 17% for each of them.
Wow.
So
that's well, I'm pleased to say my top two or three things I use are at least in the, you know, the top, 5-7% of what most chiropractors are doing.
Not too far out there. Same with mine. They're in the top listed here. Mm. So that's all good.
Mm.
So, Jim, tell us a little bit more about you, your business, and, you know, kind of how you got into this line of work.
Yeah, well, our listeners may have found out that we do have a bit of a similar twang. Yep. Same but different, as they say in Thailand. So I grew up in the States. I grew up in Florida.
Yeah.
And, you know, I grew up on a sunshiny little island. So 300 days of sunshine a year at the average temperature, 32 degrees. And sometimes I just feel it's a cosmic joke on some of these cold, rainy days in Canterbury. But, you know, I love Canterbury. I've been here since last century. So that's, I've been here a fair while. I graduated Logan, which is one of those 28% places.
Yep.
And I do believe that, you know, I would be one of the very far few Logan practitioners in New Zealand. Mm-hmm. I do know of one other one. Funny enough, he is a Cantabrian that's been here even longer than me, Greg Kleiss. A brilliant technique. You know, I don't know if you know much about Logan, it's all based on you just stimulate a ligament based in the pelvis, and it basically can kind of sort anything. And I was kind of blessed to be, because I went to school last century too, I was blessed by seeing some of the older practitioners that used to, you know, learn under Logan himself, which, you know, that was in the 1930s. So we're talking a long time ago.
Yeah.
Obviously, I'm a lot younger than that, but I was blessed to be taught by these people that learned back in the 30s. And it's amazing the results they used to say they got. I've never seen those kind of results. But, you know, these people claim that they could take like an acute appendicitis and they could calm it right down. I wouldn't want to be the person who had the appendicitis, you know, believing in that. But, you know, something we've all had before is sunburn. And, you know, they certainly claim that, you know, somebody could come in, you know, looking like a beetroot. And within, you know, 20 to 30 minutes, they could really take the sting out of that sunburn. So I think that's going to lead us a little bit more into that Merrick system in a little while.
Excellent. Well, that's just a touch on some of the different aspects of all the different techniques that are out there. Mm-hmm. And you can go into different chiropractors and get a completely different range of treatments from so many different things. And that's what people find to be a bit challenging and also really rewarding with chiropractic.
Yeah, that's right.
Just because one doesn't agree, there's still 200 different techniques, and every practitioner paints those techniques in a different technique like an artist.
Mm.
And so no matter what the results, finding a different practitioner is the best way to go if you're not getting it with a certain one.
That's right. And I think it's one of those things that some practitioners, just their technical competency is just phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
However, to have a conversation, whoa, there's two people in a room and it's like, holy cow. So, you know, you need to be able to have some banter with your practitioner because they need to know where you're coming from. And certainly, you know, like one of the big things with our practice is, you know, not just being technically competent, because, you know, we all would hope all professionals are, but, you know, having that banter with your clients. So when people come in, you can kind of figure out what they're doing to recreate a problem. Because at the end of the day, you know, people should be getting better under our care. However, you know, I don't know what I don't know. And if you're the professional and I come in and, you know, I'm explaining a type of symptom or a type of problem I'm having, it's kind of your job to poke and prod, not just in my spine, but, you know, up top to say, hey, Jim, you know, when you leave here, you know, you're saying you're feeling good, you're moving good, you know, your energy is good. And I just noticed that, you know, every time you come back, you know, you got this headache. And, you know, why is that? And, you know, within a few moments, I'm probably going to tell you, well, you know, I go out of your office and I just go straight up to the biggest brick fence I can, and I just start banging my head there because, you know, just, you know, that's what I've always done before. And, you know, we can laugh, but, you know, people are doing that kind of stuff. You know, people are, you know, leaving our offices and they got some, you know, some low back issues, and, you know, they're getting into their car and maybe they're not going for a 5 or 10 minute walk first. And it's like, well, you know, we've reset your system. You know, we've rebooted your computer per se, and your computer needs chances to kind of, you know, redo what it does. However, you know, if you just, you know, come in, get your, you know, your chiropractic, and then you go straight back into your life, you're limiting your body's ability to adapt to a healthier you. Put a bit different and a bit simpler way is, you know, most of us got jobs and hopefully most of us like them. But what I'm trying to say is, you know, if you live in a box, so, you know, you live in a box 8 hours a day, whether that's a big box or a small box, but you can kind of appreciate that's a similar posture. And we could probably appreciate that after that 8 hours, when we let you out of your box, you're going to be kind of stiff and kind of achy. And, you know, if this goes on day after day, year after year, decade after decade, you know, things are going to break down. However, you know, if we say every half an hour get out of that box and stretch around and move around so, you know, at least your posture is changing and you're having a bit different outlook on life, we can all probably agree you're going to be remarkably better at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Probably still not going to be 100% because you're working in a box, you know, 8 hours a day.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the type of thing that I'm talking about with talking about people's lifestyles. And, you know, we can hit that reboot on that computer, but we also want to just a bit of, you know, education so they don't just go out and just recreate that same problem straight away. Because, you know, it's pretty typical. They're like, why isn't this working? Well, you know, the reboot in your computer, you press the button. And yes, sometimes we have to reboot a computer a few times to get it working. But, mm-hmm. you know, things kind of come back online unless it's more serious, then we got to get somebody in. But if you keep doing the same thing to crash your program, that's what we really want to change. So people can not only get better, but stay better.
Hmm. And you were talking a little bit ago about kind of the difference in thought processes between old school, what we were doing with the adjustments, and kind of the new school information that's out there. And this is the really interesting part behind, you know, how we're getting people better, because people always want to understand why. Why is it happening? Why is it happening, Jim?
Yeah.
And so you've been talking about this with me today, and I really like hearing you talk about it. So give us a talk on what goes on with the adjustment that we do and what's actually changing to reset the computer, as you say. So
that's
good when talking to patients, so they kind of they get that. It's a good correlation. And then to understand a bit of it for those that want to understand, what's kind of going on? What is going on? What is the newest theory, hypothesis as to what's going on in with all this?
I think that's a great lead in, because it is, you know, medicine in general is, you know, based on a sodium potassium pump, but there's still just a theory.
Yeah.
And certainly we all get people better. And sometimes, you know, we scratch our head and be like, wow, that was a miraculous thing. Or, you know, why is this so slow? But, you know, simply when I went to school, and we're talking, you know, the 1990s, when I went mm-hmm. to school, which, you know, isn't that long ago for hopefully most of our listeners.
Yeah.
You know, it was all about, you know, if you touch a stove and it gets hot, it's like you're going to pull your hand back straight away. You're not going to keep your hand on the burner and be like, man, you know, I'm really feeling uncomfortable here. You're going to pull it back. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, so the analogy there is our spinal cord was kind of, you know, that's a hardwired system to pull it back.
Mm-hmm.
And we're still pretty clear that that's a hardwired system. However, you know, back in the 90s, it was all about, you know, spinal tracts. And, you know, you had a low back pain, it was this spinal tract. And if you had a headache, it was this spinal tract. Where that is all still true. However, it's a very small part of what's true.
Mm.
And now, thanks to neuroscience, which is, you know, really just jumping ahead leaps and bounds, answering a lot of questions for our profession, which mm-hmm. is fantastic about, you know, how people, you know, perceive and adapt to stress in life and how they get better and how they stay better or how they don't.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of leads us into, you know, if we have an injury to a joint and that joint injury is resolved within 3 months. And when I mean resolved, I mean truly resolved, not just, wow, it doesn't hurt. You know, when I mean resolved, do you have pain or not? Do you have full range of motion or not? Do you have full function or not?
Mm-hmm.
So let's just say you didn't resolve that problem within 3 months. Well, now it's become a brain body problem. So mm-hmm. it's a central nervous system problem. And, you know, when we think of central nervous system problems, you know, we think of the more serious motor neuron diseases and stuff like that. So, you know, let's just kind of put that aside because, you know, that's kind of to one extreme. I'm talking something that, you know, most people deal with a day-to-day basis with their brain and body just simply not working well.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, as I perceive my job with you know the chiropractic adjustment is, you know, you got a joint and a bone and a muscle and a nerve and they're just not working as well as they should be. And we can talk about that on a conscious level. However, you know, in the central nervous system model,
mm-hmm.
Your brain's just not aware of what's going on in that joint. So, you know, our job as a chiropractor is to go in there and get that joint moving so the brain can just simply take a look and be like, oh man. Is that what all the fuss is about down mm-hmm. there? And that's where the self-healing component of chiropractic really kicks in.
Mm.
And as that, you know, brain and body and joint, you know, start to you know, function better, move better, feel better, heal better. Well, you know, in my practice and your practice, certainly, you know, sure. People come in and they're like, man, I don't know what you did, you know, and, you know, I knew like neck pain and headaches, you know, that's a pretty, you know, I can get that. I can really see where, you know, chiropractic can help that. You know, that's no big leap for most people.
Yeah.
However, for a lot of people, you know, when they have, you know, start to feel better, move better, function better, sometimes they still have their pain, sometimes they don't. Mm-hmm. But one thing that we really see a lot of is things like sleep getting better.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, you know, why would I be sleeping better? And, you know, so let's just pull it back to, okay, well, if I turn over in bed at night and a pain wakes me up, well, we can certainly see where, okay, well, that would affect my sleep.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is much more significant than this just a joint irritation waking you up. I'm saying your whole central nervous system's working better.
Yeah.
So that allows us to function better, move better, feel better, you know, perceive and adapt to stress better in life. So, you know, sleep's one of them. But then, you know, if we, you know, the old days, you know, we're looking at the Merrick system on the little paper here. You know, another thing that I see a lot of is indigestion, heartburn getting better.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, for you can go to a nerve chart and you'd be like, oh, that kind of comes from the mid back. But, you know, another thing that I see a lot of results in is things like, you know, people's bowel movements. You know, as you know, the digestive system is like the second most hungry energy system in the body. So, you know, for our listeners that look, you know, as we walk around and stand around, that consumes most of our energy in our body.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the hungriest system. And the next hungriest system is the digestive system. So as we start to reduce the facilitation of the pressure to that central nervous system, that whole body, just like your computer, starts to reboot and rebalance itself.
Mm-hmm.
So things that, you know, we can directly correlate with, like, oh, I'm turning over in bed and I feel that joint pain. Well, that's gone, hopefully, and we're sleeping better. So, and then of course, if we sleep better, you know, through the day, our mood should be better.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we should have a bit more zest and vitality for life.
And we're also trying to explain with things that we can comprehend and understand the single most complicated system on this planet, the human body.
Mm.
So it's kind of above any person's ability to fully understand it fully. And we're doing our best. And the profession is doing quite a good job of explaining it. But I think a lot of the questions we may never fully understand completely. But hey, it's good to give it a shot and really get into the understanding of it.
Yeah, well, you know, I was blessed to have, you know, a really dear mentor that, you know, it was a chiropractor in Christchurch. He started, I think, in 1955, his practice in Christchurch. So we're going back quite some time.
Yeah.
And even further, his dad was a chiropractor that graduated in 1919, which his dad and his auntie, so his auntie was the first female chiropractor in New Zealand. So 1919, that, you know, that's pretty darn
He's
cool.
He's learning right from the Palmers then.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And so, you know, a lot of the certainty and the, you know, the finesse that I got with, you know, with chiropractic was, you know, from my mentor. However, one of his big things he always said is you always got to be challenging those accepted concepts. So, you know, like I said, back in the 90s, I learned one way. And if I would have just stayed in that one model of practice, you know, the things like people sleeping better and their energy levels going up and their concentration levels going up and enjoying a healthier quality of life, it wouldn't have made sense.
Hmm.
But now that we can see it's a central nervous system thing, it's like, wow, you know, this is pretty cool.
Hmm.
You know, and we just never know how far a change is going to go.
Absolutely. One of the things you mentioned is that 3-month time period when they acute injury becomes chronic and it starts to change how it's processed. They have also done a lot of studies now on where they immobilize spines of mice and you know, show over different time periods how long it takes for those to actually become an issue. And they found that at that 8-week period, there's irreversible changes to the joints that have been manually locked in a bad place and not able to move, just like if we have a subluxation or something's out of place. And those are irreversible changes that we can't undo after 8 weeks of time of being that way. And so that's how important it is to, you know, keep those things moving and going the right way. And they found that any time before those 8 weeks, if there was that injury that had gotten out of place and you re-put it in the right place again and let it start to move, then those changes would go away. So that's where the chiropractic comes in for what you're talking about to a certain extent, is getting it in that early stages and re-changing it, getting it moving so it can function right. But even if you don't get it in those first 8 weeks, you still have to get the spine going so the body can deal with it correctly and make it more of an deal with that one segment being not moving instead of the whole spine being off and causing an issue.
Yeah, yeah, I'm completely with you. So, you know, obviously, you know, we have dental nurses in this country, and I think that's, you know, I didn't experience dental nurses. I've heard some really great stories and maybe not so flash ones, but, you know, I think it'd be awesome to have, like, you know, a chiropractic nurse in primary schools and through high school and stuff like that, because, you know, those, you know, what, you know, you're getting ready to be a new dad, you know, don't little kids fall like 5,000 times before age 3?
Yep.
You know, and, you know, even if we just took that back to 1% of those were actually serious falls, well, you know, that's a lot of falls that, you know, can make those shifts in the spine.
Well, you take something with really no balance and a giant head that pulls them in that direction. it's not a good combination.
And, you know, so on one side of the spectrum, we get these little kitties with their big old heads. Yeah. So let's go to the other side of the spectrum, you know, the aging population. Mm. You know, all of us, you know, walk or drive down the street or ride a bike, and, you know, we see people with some phenomenal postures, good or bad. Mm. And, you know, so we can appreciate how these, you know, like you say, with 8 weeks of that bone being out, and you have what, you know, in the spine terms called degeneration arthritis. You know, it's not some funky thing that it's created from a virus or anything like that. It's just simple, poor mechanics, you know. Just like your car, you whack the curb with your tire, you get it realigned straight away, not a big deal. You know, you drive it for many, many Ks, well, we're going to have a problem. And so, you know, what we're seeing, and you may have seen this on the news lately, that, you know, all these people texting and that bit of a bony growth or growing on the back of the skull from, you know, just that forward head posture. Well, that's when they're seated. You know, they're not trying to walk around. They're just, you know, seated. And then we, you know, fast forward that a few decades, and then we got these, you know, other, you know, the other spectrum of the population walking around, losing their balance, you know. And, you know, my primary part of my side of the practice, and, you know, that we got several practitioners in the practice, but I mainly see people that are probably 60 and above. And, you know, the research is quite clear. You know, if you're seeing a chiropractor, you know, as an older adult, you're going to be more mobile. You're probably going to have less sicknesses and illnesses. Mm-hmm. You know, the research says that you're going to be 60% less likely to need, you know, that you're going to have 60% fewer hospital visits, which is phenomenal.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, you're probably going to require less medications because, you know, the average, you know, over 60-year-old is taking 4 medications. And, you know, the complications with that, you know, with, you know, yes, the medications may be appropriate, they may be necessary, but, you know, you can also get complications with that. So, you know, if you can just look back to, you know, having good posture is like a number one rule, you know, things are going to go much smoother in life. So if you have better posture, you're going to have better coordination. You're going to have better movement. You know, we're talking about those joints, you know, having arthritis degeneration. Well, you know, every time we take a step, there's literally a shockwave that goes up our spine to recharge our brain. You ask every old person what they're concerned about. They're concerned about balance issues. They're concerned about, hey, look, am I going to keep my, you know, wits about me so I can live a full, healthy life? And, you know, chiropractic helps balance, you know, that being able to walk and having your spine move as well as possible to get that shockwave up to your brain to recharge it. So, you decrease your chances of, you know, more central nervous system problems, like we said, on the far side of the spectrum. You know, so chiropractic is one of those things that, yes, I treat a lot of back pain, I treat a lot of neck pain, I treat a lot of headaches and, you know, sleep issues and stuff like that. But if we can keep somebody moving, and if we can keep them healthy, if we can keep them enjoying their quality of life, as opposed to, I can't move as much, and if we can't move as much, we know we're going to be a bit grumpier. Yeah. Just ask my wife. If there's any problems with me, I'm going to be grumpy because, it's just not feeling as good as possible. And so there's just so many blessings from the little kid side to, the young, healthy, strong people like us side to, an aging population side that, look, we can help the whole spectrum of things.
Yeah.
I was saying to one of my, front desk members the other day that, chiropractic's kind of like, it's like going out to a cafe. You want to go out to a cafe and you want to have a really good experience. I can stretch at home. I can meditate at home. I can do yoga at home. I can do all that at home. But, when I come in to see my chiropractor, I want a fantastic adjustment. And mm-hmm. I want to, Jim, have you been paying attention to your lifestyle things? And I think it's just one of those things that, we all have been into the cafes and like, man, that was the best Eggs Benedict that I've had in months and months or years and years and years. Yeah. And then sometimes like, man, I could do better at home. In every experience, when they come into my office and your office, I so want them, when they walk out, I want them standing up straight, smiling and thinking, man, that was so worth it. Mm-hmm. And I think that's such a different conversation than, when somebody comes into a cafe and, who complains that they're hungry when they go to the cafe? Well, they just order something on the menu, because, when people come in to see us, often, the dialogue is going to be like, hey, Jim, I held that adjustment really well. And, at about week three, I was out in the garden and I was, giving it my all. Mm-hmm. And, I knew it was time to come back in and see you. That's a whole lot different than if we only focused on that. Oh, my back hurts here. Because if I don't ask why, then that whole future, sorting out the problem of, let's stop recreating a problem. Mm-hmm. We lose that. And if we can't make that shift, how are people going to stay well?
Very good. Very good summary of the wellness care that we both offer and keeping people going that way and eliminating falls in the elderly and keeping business people and everyday people out there going at a high level and just not letting them fall through the cracks. And, people said come in when they're in pain. That's the driver for some people. Mm. And that just keeps you barely bobbing above that pain threshold line.
Yeah.
Just like if you're out for a swim and you're not a very good swimmer, your head's bobbing up and down under the water. It's kind of like that. Where if you're coming in and you're getting the maintenance care and keeping yourself feeling better, you're swimming really no problem. You're not bobbing up and down, just trying to fight to stay above the level.
A statistic that's, pretty fresh off the plate is, if people were to see us, with maintenance care, so just so everybody understands, you have a problem, we get that problem better. So that means that the joints work and that central nervous system mm-hmm. issue is, it's tidied up. Okay. So the maintenance is to make sure that you stay well. And, key factors of that are, hey, look, how is your sleep? How's your mobility? How's your pain? How's your energy levels? And how's your ability to deal with stress? So mm-hmm. let's just assume that we got all that and we're managing that well. And, our job, as I see it, is to help people stay well. Mm-hmm. And again, this is the benefit of having that good dialogue with, the lifestyle. Because, mm-hmm. Some people need adjusted once a week because, that's just their lifestyle, and it's not that they're, getting ran over by buses and eating ridiculous food all the time. It just, look, they got a lot of pressure and we can help them a lot. Mm-hmm. While other people, they got things in balance and maybe they need to come in and see us once every month or a few months. But the research is quite clear nowadays that if you have a regular schedule of care of, mm-hmm. let's just say once a month, because that's what the research said, and we all can agree that some people more and some people less, but they come in and see us once a month, And then you got the other people that, look, when it hurts, they ring up. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you, in my practice, when it hurts, well, it hurt last week or it's been hurting so long. Exactly. And it's like, oh, I got it. And it's like, just like the cafe, man, look, I'm going to go out and enjoy my breakfast. So, it's sometimes it's just about, perspective in the brain. So I say to people, look, for those people, see me the day before. Well, ha, 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 Jim, how am I going to see the day before I have pain? Well, typically, you're not sleeping as well. Typically, your mobility is not working as good as it could or should. Typically, your stress handling abilities are just not where it should be. You know, for some people, it just means, man, I am really craving sweets a lot more. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's everybody's got that thing before, you know, they start the pain. Typically, because typically the pain is the last thing to come on and the first thing to go away. But anyway, back to my real story. So you got two groups. You got group A, you know, these people were told to come once a month, you know, in the research study. Yeah. And you got group B, these people were told, look, when you have pain, give us a call. So, obviously, once a month is 12 times a year. And the other group, any idea the difference in the amount of care they needed?
It would have been less frequent, and it would have been a lot more at that time.
Yeah.
So they would have had a lot more cluster at the time, but it probably would have ended up being a similar amount of care.
It was. In fact, the research says it was the difference of one visit.
Ah.
One visit over a 12-month period. So, you know, financially, that's nothing. Yeah. Now, interestingly enough, you know, the amount of pain-free, obviously the group that we saw once a month, and it wasn't we, it was the profession, the group that we saw once a month, you know, they had 13 more pain-free days than the people that that came in with pain. So, for the price of one extra visit a year, and I wouldn't even say it's one extra visit a year. That's just, you know, we all know having pain-free days or less pain on days, man, that's what we're all wanting to do. We're all wanting to enjoy life more so we can enjoy it with our friends and our family, so we can get down on our bikes or walk the hills or do our yoga, do all the things that we want to do. Obviously, you know, we got to, you know, run families and clean houses and stuff like that too. But, you know, we want to feel good when we do it.
And if you think of the people that have that, what happens mentally when we start getting in pain for long periods of time, and you can see somebody who's been in chronic pain for a long time just by the look on their face. They just look like the life sucked out of them, and they just have no emotion left to give to anybody. And once that starts to lift, they become a different person. And it's one of the best parts of our job is to see that happen with people where they come in one person that just looks like they have no hope. And then after, you know, two visits, three visits, four visits, you start to see this person change into something else, and they start getting that hope back that they're going to actually be able to be pain-free. And it's those people are the ones that just never want to go back to those old ways, and they actually get this. So it's almost like people need that bit of hope taken away at times in order to really see how important it is to not be in that state.
I fully agree. I've heard it said, you know, in the profession several times that, you know, the most chiropractors, we could probably agree that, you know, we see it every day. So it's a lot easier for us to live that, you know, wellness lifestyle.
Absolutely.
Which is, you know, that's just a no-brainer, really. However, you know, there's other, you know, I see a lot of clients that they're like, Jim, look, you know, this is my treat to me. You know, I'm going to see you once a month until there's no way I can come in anymore, and then I'm probably not going to see you, need to see you. So fair enough there. And those people, certainly, they just, you know, they live the best quality life they possibly can.
Yeah.
And then, unfortunately, man, I've seen it time and time again where, you know, you get the people, and, man, everybody, you know, is never going to let this happen to them again. Everybody says that, you know, and I'm probably guilty in some ways too. But, you know, it is pretty straightforward that, you know, we all get back to life. You know, we're living life. And, you know, just that mobility, the pain, the sleep, the stress, it just start weighing us down. It's just like straws on the camel's back.
Yeah.
And, you know, when we got a dozen, oh, well, when we got two dozen, oh, well. But, you know, when we got 999, you know, we're starting to feel that stress. But, you know, that 1,000 one goes snap and it all goes to kaput, you know. Yeah. And it's so typical of, oh, what brings you in today? I don't know, man. It's just, you know, just my back's hurting. Okay, so if we look back over the last few days, did you have pain? No, it started 2 days ago. Okay, well, what'd you do? I don't know. And, you know, that's that thousand, you know, camel that broke the straw's back. And then, you know, you get other people that are, you know, what'd you do? Oh, I went over to, you know, pick up my kid's shoe and bam, I felt that. And I'm like, man, there's no way, you know, the kid's shoe did your back in. There's just no way.
Unless he's like Thor or something. Yeah. And he's got the shoes that are specifically his.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, again, that's that central nervous system issue. And we've just stacked so many bits and pieces on there that it's just that one thing that, boom, it was the straw that broke the camel's back.
Absolutely.
And it's just, you know, it would be really cool that, you know, so many people are, you know, coming in once a month, having more pain-free days, you know, effectively, you know, being more productive at work, at home, you know, in their friends and family circles. You know, that's what gets me going every day to, you know, get back up to, you know, to go to work. It's great to go to work to see people get well. It's just phenomenal to me.
I agree, Jim. It's the best part of the day is getting to help those person time after time after time and see that look on people's faces. They get out of pain and they're back to feeling like their old self.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm.
Jim, what are some of the different factors within people's health and athletic ability, or maybe not ability, just fitness level would be a better way to say that, and how they are feeling with their spinal health and with the just overall wellness that they feel.
Yeah, well, let me just go to one side of the spectrum. So, you know, if we look back to America where they got, you know, a lot more money than sent sometimes, that's supposed to be funny because the next one, the next part of this is pretty serious. So, you know, if we go to most pro sports teams, you know, and these guys are the best of the best of the best of the best athletes in today's time.
Yeah.
You know, most pro teams nowadays, you know, they don't have one chiropractor. They got multiple chiropractors. And half the time, they got a half a dozen to a dozen different chiropractors doing different things on that team. So if I was to, you know, if somebody was to say, because, you know, obviously we co-manage patients together and, you know, people see me for one thing and they see you for another thing. So I guess to kind of say it, you know, my big thing is helping to improve people's posture. And like you alluded to the fact that if a joint's been stuck, it starts to degenerate. Obviously, that's going to affect how you move, how your posture is, and then, of course, the central nervous system issues we're talking about. So, you know, if I just peel it back to my side of, you know, how I can help people to move better, feel better, stay better, it's all about posture. And I fully agree with you. You know, once that joint starts to get arthritic and starts to fuse, it's a lot more work than if somebody's, you know, a pro athlete, you know, because, you know, their bodies are working at peak performance. Or, you know, Mrs. Jones down the street that, you know, she's, you know, she was a typist for many years and she was looking to the left and she was typing to the right, you know, and she did that for 40 years for 8 hours a day. I'm good at math, but that's a lot of time, man. You know, and it's one of those things that, you know, maybe she had, you know, an injury there, and maybe, you know, she had, degeneration that happened there. But, you know, we can just go back to that analogy of somebody being in a box. And if somebody did this for 8 hours a day, whether it was, you know, for a week or for 40 years, we all kind of get the idea that, look, man, you can't hold your body in one position for that amount of time and think, oh, yeah, it's just going to be fine. It's just because it's not. It's, you know, it's going to have, you know, postural issues just because you were stuck in that area. So, you know, that's the blessing and benefit of, you know, coming to see somebody like us is because we can hit that reboot and that reset how the spine moves and how it functions. And, you know, through certain stretches and exercises, we can, you know, start to get it to realign itself and stay realigned. In our practice, you know, we work a lot on postural exercises. And some people say to me, well, hey, that's great. Can you just give me the exercises? Well, absolutely. I can just give you the exercises. However, the research is very clear that you need the chiropractic to actually hit the reboot, and you need the exercises to get yourself out of that box. And that's the lifestyle approach that, you know, we like to discuss to make sure that, you know, people are, you know, going through their journey of care and, you know, learning how not to recreate the problem. Because, you know, if you haven't been able to garden for, you know, 6 months, you know, it's a pretty much a no-brainer. Once you start regardening, you know, you're going to get a little ache or a little this, that, and the other. But, you know, once you can kind of do that, then you might be like, well, you know, I'm gonna get on my bike. You know, my mentor's wife, and she's in her mid-80s, man. And she recently bought herself an electric bike, which is pretty darn cool. Mid-80s, electric bike. And, you know, so she cruises around on this electric bike. Well, as we can appreciate that, you know, this is something that she hasn't done for, I don't know, 70 years. And, you know, where she's having a great time. It is that balance of, you know, when you're on a bike, obviously you're in a different posture than when you're in the garden or, you know, when you're, when you're walking around. And like we discussed, you know, when you get above 60, you know, one of the big concerns is balance. And, you know, when you're on a bike, you know, you know, it's a lot different balance. I guess I'm just assuming this. It's a lot different balance at, you know, mid-80s than it is, you know, at our age. You know, I love riding my bike, and my tires are probably a lot skinnier. But, you know, I've had a lot of practice over a lot of decades, and I haven't had, you know, more decades off than I'm alive. So it's pretty interesting there. So if we think about these pro athletes, you know, they really get the care that, you know, that they need. And, you know, I guess they're worth millions of dollars to these sports teams, so they're willing to invest in there. And, you know, so as the normal everyday people, you know, for us to invest in our wellness and our health and our well-being, I always say to people, to me, you know, look, you know, you can come in, I can, you know, do what I do, and I'm going to do it to the very best of my ability. But, you know, when you leave here, it's all about your lifestyle. And if you drink a whole lot of bourbon and you drink, you eat a whole lot of fast food, you know, we're going to struggle to get you better and keep you better.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and I don't know about that in your practice, but
I do a similar type of talk with the analogy of that. And, you know, when you have the high-level athletes that are trying to come in and they're wondering how much they need, and you say, well, think of it like, you know, a 1990 Ford Taurus versus the lunar lander or something. They're going to need a little bit different level of care between them because they're asking a whole lot of different things between the two of them. So if you're looking just to, you know, do the basics and get by with it, you're going to need a lot lower level of care than someone that wants to really excel and do that. And also, if you get an older patient versus a younger patient, you get a, you know, a 1940s Ford Mustang or, you know, and compared to a brand new Chevy whatever, you know, you have two completely different things that need different levels of maintenance, different requirements, different things going on, and you have to figure out what you are in that line. And instead of that car easily being able to replace, you only get one your whole lifetime. And so you just have to age that car nicely and well and do it that way. And, you know, when people start to look at it in that way, they look like they click with it, and it starts to go a bit. And then we get into that habit of, you know, kind of falling away sometimes. And I find it's a real process to really get the people to glom on to how important it is to need that. And hopefully part of someone's journey out there who's listening, who's one of our patients, is listening to this going, yeah, I can see where that is. And it might click over one of those, because that's part of what this show is for me, is a extra education for my patients and for people in the community that listen to it, is to just try and get them to go, okay, it's important that we do these things, that we eat right, that we exercise, that we get chiropractic care. And that's part of why you're on the show today, is to help really drive that message home.
Yeah, well, I think, you know, in my practice, you know, obviously we look at posture and we take photos of that, we draw lines on that. So, you know, we all look at ourselves in the mirror every day, and you know, we can, I was looking at a photo of just, you know, like 2011, and I saw myself, and I saw, you know, I look at myself every day now, and I look remarkably different. You know, I do. I was just like, wow, I've, I look remarkably different than I did in 2011. And I was talking to my wife about this, like, holy cow. But, you know, if I take an x-ray of somebody, and we often do take x-rays, and then we digitize those x-rays, and then we put these little lines on there so we can see, okay, well, for your age and stage of life, this is where you should be, and this is where you're at. So, you know, it's really nice to have a green line, which is good, and a red line, this is where you're at. And if they're near, well, that's good. In my, you know, in my philosophy of practice is your body's worn out little to none if you're near that optimal alignment. And if you're out of alignment, well, you know, we have, you know, those bones are out. They're literally grinding together. That causes arthritis, degeneration of the spine. So that's just as clear as it is in my model. And, you know, so if and when people do a series of care with us, you know, obviously we can go back and we can re-x-ray to say, all right, well, this is kind of how good or bad things were you started. This is how much things have changed. And yes, we can go back and I can look at a posture and, you know, within kind of a 6 to 8 week period, I will definitely see postural changes in most cases. And then we do three different types of nerve scans. I think the nerve scans are really cool because that's something that I can really see how your lifestyle is going. So, you know, the first part of that is, you know, the nerve to your deeper organs, your heart, your lung, your liver. You know, we talked about central nervous system. Your brain runs those things and they run out your spine. And so that scan measures how those deeper organs are going. And then there's another type of nerve scan that literally measures how your core muscle system's holding your spine together, which I think is really cool because, you know, you get people like, I'm physically fit, I'm this, that, and the other. Sweet, let me measure your, you know, your core musculature driving your spine, because if your spine's not, you know, working as effectively as it should, when you're doing your sports, when you're doing your exercises, let alone just, you know, looking after the kids, looking after the family, you know, trying to run a household or a business, you know, if these things aren't, you know, working well, that's that central nervous system. That's that thousand straw that's just going to go snap. And wouldn't it be great to know that beforehand as opposed to, you know, oh, man, I should have went in there yesterday. Jim was right that day before. but the third, you know, type of nerve scan that is probably my new favorite, and the third nerve scan, you know, statistically, you know, the MyCore score is what it's called. They put a greater weight on the third test, which is HRV. And, you know, a lot of people may have heard of that. You know, if we're talking about pro sports athletes, pro sports athletes use HRV all the time. So that's a heart rate variability. And simply put, you know, if you have low stress, you can go out and you can have the best day ever. You can hammer your body. You can deal with stress. You can lift. You can bend. You can twist. You can this, that, and the other. However, if your heart rate variability is out of whack, well, that's when you're susceptible to, you know, an easy thing that, you know, you're susceptible to is kind of like, you know, flus and colds. You know, it's just an easy way. But if we kind of go over to more of an injury side, you know, when your heart rate variability is not right, you're more susceptible to injury. When your heart rate variability is not right, it takes longer to get better, you know, through treatment, you know, whether you're eating a healthy salad, whether you're going to the gym, whether you're getting chiropractic care, you know, your body is going to be slower to respond. So it's just like the 1940s car you're talking about. Yeah. Well, if it's been properly maintained, because I've seen 1940s cars that have, you know, spines that have been really well maintained, and it's like, my goodness gracious, this is phenomenal. You know, you're, you know, we can do the math, 80 years old. And it's like, wow, that is really cool. As opposed to, let's just say a 1990s model that, you know, like we were talking about with, you know, bending forward, texting all the time, and how they're having bony growth on their skull.
The 92 Ford Taurus that hasn't been upkept and is...
Bingo. Yeah. It just, it's not been properly used. It's been in a box, and they've just kept it in a box, and they've never got it out of the box to stretch it. And it's like, well, you know, why are my hamstrings tighter? You know, why is my posture this way? I see a lot of, you know, those, you know, and sorry for my, you know, my terminology here, but, you know, those humps that people get on their backs, you know, the Dowager's humps, we see a lot of that. And, you know, simply put, you know, whenever you have a hump back there, so, you know, just like that little toddler that, you know, they got this big old head that's boggling around, well, when your posture goes more and more forward, that hump, in my experience, gets, you know, tighter and tighter, bigger and bigger, and it's all due to what's going on in your neck, because you've probably had a joint problem in that neck, you know, many, many years or decades ago that has been unresolved. And as your posture gets worse, you know, maybe you're feeling the aches and pains. It's not always that people feel aches and pains, but, you know, whether it's the aches and pains or people aren't being as energetic, or their digestive system's not working as well, or, you know, they just don't have the zest for life. You know, these bumps on the back, I've seen a whole lot of them resolve themselves. And I've seen, you know, us be able to stop them from getting worse. And like you say, if it's a 1940s model that hasn't been properly maintained, you know, it sometimes it can be pretty dicey about, is it going to get better? Or can we just help that person live a better life? And that's the blessing, you know, for me, being able to take posture photos, being able to take x-rays, and then certainly being able to run those nerve scans, because your posture may improve. Your x-rays, depending, if you're 1940s model, sorry, we could be a little slow to improve that. But what we should see is, you know, those three nerve scans, they should be able to improve. Okay, so, you know, it's kind of like that ultra sports athlete. Hey, look, they get old too. you know, and, you know, they still need to look after themselves. But, you know, with the three nerve scans, it's, you know, we want to make sure that that heart rate variability is working as well as possible to give you, you know, the best, you know, fuel for that body, you know, the oil and the petrol you need to run that body so it can work at its best. Yeah, it might take a little bit more oil. It might take a little bit more petrol, i.e., you might need to see me a little bit more. You might need to do your stretches a little bit more. You might need to, you know, keep your focus on, okay, well, how do I maintain my, you know, stress load easier so it's not dragging my heart rate variability down?
So when you're talking, just for viewers at home that can't see where you're pointing and stuff, where are you talking about with this hump that you're talking about? Because they could be picturing a Quasimodo or something.
I think we've all seen Granny, and, you know, Granny's got that hump, and it's like, man, I don't want that hump. You know how many hundreds of people have come in and seen me over the years? Look, my granny's got that hump. I don't want that hump. I've seen it time and time and time again. So, you know, I think the easy way for us to do is just, you know, kind of give ourselves a pat on the back.
Yep.
And as we pat ourselves on the back, that's typically, you know, if we go around our head, not, you know, the lower side.
Yeah.
You know, if we pat ourselves on the back, that's typically where that hump. Yeah, develops.
And that's, every one of us sees it. You can see people walking down the street with that real forward head posture stuff, and you're just kind of like, oh, what's going on there?
Yeah. It's, in my experience, 99% of the time, it comes because, you know, we have a misalignment in the neck. You know, something's happened to that neck, whether it was that person typing on that typewriter for umpteen years, whether it was somebody, you know, texting for, you know, years and years.
Yeah.
But really concentrated, you know, people develop these bumps, and, you know, we can certainly help to improve their posture, which, again, that's going to help the balance. That's going to help the pain levels. That should help the sleep levels.
Jim, excellent. That sounds like you really have a good system in place with your business. Tell us a little bit about your business so anybody out there who's hearing this and is really enjoying what you have to say can look you up and find you.
Yeah, so I started the business back in 2000.
Mm-hmm.
So business is called Happy Spine. So we've been in Christchurch since 2000 on Clarence Street. You know, we've helped a lot of people. Fortunately, over the years, you know, I believe that we've gotten better and better at finding the problems and being able to resolve issues and certainly help people so they, you know, stop recreating those problems.
Yeah.
And most of my business is built on kind of restoring these old cars and then keeping them as shiny as possible.
Speaking of cars, you have some nice cars that you have out on the street right around your business unique looking vehicles.
Yeah. And speaking of the hunchback ones, you know, obviously we got those little Nissan Escargots. The black one, I converted to an electric car several years ago. Yeah. So, man, that was a labor intensive gig. don't recommend that. But a lot of people have seen my cars. They've heard me on the radio. You know, they read our ads in the paper. We do a free talk every Tuesday night at 6:20. So you do need to book for this because it's limited seating, but people can come along and, you know, hear one of the chiropractors in the office talk about, you know, posture and how we do things. We feel it's really, really important that, you know, people come to a talk. Yes, you can just come in for an exam, but we like people to come to a talk first. That way you can just make sure that, you know, this is the type of care that you're looking for. It's going to take you half an hour of your time, but it's not going to cost you any money to listen to the talk. Whereas if you come in as a new patient, obviously, you know, we charge for that. But it's a good way to come in, just make sure it's the right thing for you. And, you know, we were talking about the radio show. I mean, radio shows you've done over the years. And, you know, we've done, you know, same thing. We've been doing these talks since like the mid-2000s. So that's a lot of talk. So we've gotten really good at it. We've nailed it down to about 30 minutes. And most people that come to the talks are like, yes, this is right for me. And if for any chance it's not, well, isn't it great that you came to the talk first? That way, you know if it's, you know, right for you.
Absolutely, Jim. Perfect. So any Tuesday night, 6:20, go onto your website. What is the website to check this out?
It's happyspine.co.nz. So you can flick an email from the website or you can just ring the office. The number there is 03-348-3536. One of my lovely staff would be happy to have a chat to you about, you know, coming in for the talk or booking you in for a new patient.
Dr. Jim Miller, thank you very much for joining us. It's been a pleasure.
Absolute pleasure. Thanks for having me.
You can find our podcast on Facebook at Dr. Carl Bamlett, the Modern Caveman, on the Plains FM website and iTunes, and you can get the live stream from plainsfm.org.nz or the TuneIn app. On behalf of Carl Wartini, I'm Dr. Carl Bamlett, chiropractor at the Alpha Omega Clinic, reminding you that you can't change from within, on the outside looking in.
Thank you for listening to Dr. Carl Bamlett, the Modern Caveman. For more healthy lifestyle tips, find Dr. Carl on drcarlbamlett.com and like him on Facebook. I'm Pascal Betrick, signing off for Dr. Carl Bamlett, the Modern Caveman.